Over the goal game for pediatric cancer. Pittsburgh Steelers will host Cincinnati Bengals at 1 o'clock at Heinz Field on Sunday. Rusher T.J. Watt is out with a groin injury. And that's about it, I think, for sports. What do you think?
Everybody talks about the weather. Is it gonna be cold or hot? And it's undeniable, radio is reliable to hear what the weatherman plots. Believe it or not.
Partly sunny for the rest of the afternoon with a high of 72. Partly cloudy overnight, 48. Sunny on Sunday, 71. Clear Sunday night, 54. Monday, mostly sunny, 78. Chance of showers on Tuesday, partly sunny with a high near 74. Right now, just ahead of much more music, 70 in Beaver County, 67 in Butler, 64 in Washington, 66 outside our weather window in downtown McKeesport. Street level at the corner of Forbes and Moorwood in Oakland. It's 65 degrees. With new music from Corey Williams.
My body was aching. Growing tired, what everyone is telling me that I am thinking. Should another reason come back for the way that we'd do it right. I give you everything you wanted in this life. No, I certainly tried. Lord knows I've tried. You ran away, trying to chase you, but the foolish reminder I'm not gonna reach you. 10 years gone by now since I had a taste of you. Lord knows now that I needed more than you do. You ran away, I tried to chase you, but the foolish reminder I'm not gonna reach you. Love and pain, and they're always just getting away. You lit me up, I tried to chase you, but the foolish reminder I'm not gonna reach you.
Album is called Birdmouth. That's new music from Corey Williams here on Radio 9. We're going to let Alan Hawkshaw and Keith Mansfield take us to news time. Theme from Dave Allen at Marge. Also the theme from the Jay Thurber mess for all these many years. I'm Jay Thurber, the website jthurbershow.com. We're also on Facebook and Twitter now until 3 o'clock, taking your requests at Jay Thurber Show. Broadcasting from the Tube City Center for Business and Innovation in downtown McKeesport, this is Radio 9 on 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh and on Tube City Online Radio, WMCK.FM McKeesport. FSN News is next. It's 1 o'clock.
From the feature story news in Washington, I'm Nina Maria Potts with a look back at the week's top stories. The United Nations General Assembly took center stage this week as world leaders gathered in person and some virtually to discuss a raft of global issues, including the COVID-19 pandemic, Afghanistan and climate change. U.S. President Joe Biden made his debut at the U.N. General Assembly, giving his first address there as president. He told the international community that the U.S. will be a global leader, but won't go it alone. William Denzelow reports from New York.
President Biden says the U.S. is entering a new era after two decades at war in Afghanistan. In an address at the UN General Assembly Hall, he said that the US will lead with power and power of example, but will tackle challenges in concert with other nations. From the withdrawal of forces from Afghanistan to this week's eased travel restrictions, Biden has faced criticism for keeping allies in the dark. But multilateralism was a key focus in the president's roughly 30-minute address. He flagged the climate crisis and COVID-19 as two critical areas where global cooperation is vital.
U.S. President Biden returned to Washington, where he met world leaders individually for a series of bilateral meetings. This amid a diplomatic episode with France, triggered by a new security deal signed by the U.S., U.K. and Australia. France was enraged to be cut out of that deal. So part of the president's focus this week in Washington was to pick up the pieces. On Friday, he met with leaders of the so-called Quad, the U.S., Japan, Australia and India, where the focus turned to Asia and the Indo-Pacific in a joint bid to counter China's assertiveness. In other world news this week, the European Union has announced a new vaccine partnership with the United States. The EU says the partnership would aim for a 70% global vaccine rate by 2022 to coincide with the next UN General Assembly. Lucy Hoff has more from Brussels.
Western nations had come under criticism from the World Health Organization for failing to tackle the issue of vaccine inequity, which had been described by the WHO Director General as a moral catastrophe. Speaking from the UN General Assembly in New York, EU Commission Chief Ursula von der Leyen said the EU would work alongside the United States in a new partnership to boost vaccine production in low and lower middle income countries. There'll also be coordination on investments to build regional manufacturing sites. It comes a day after President Joe Biden announced the United States would buy 500 million more Pfizer vaccines to donate overseas.
Also making headlines this week, the U.S. treatment of Haitian migrants along its southern border. The U.S. special envoy for Haiti has resigned, saying he couldn't be associated with the Biden administration's inhumane decision to deport thousands of Haitian immigrants back to a country he described as a collapsed state. From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN.
Did anyone else hear her cat meowing there in the background, or was that just me?
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the solid gold sound of a million-dollar weekend, all weekend from
WMCK McKeesport.
Oh, man. Jack's going down in the city. Big old jet at a line up. Don't carry me too far away. Oh, big old jet at a line up. Cause it's here that I got to stay. Oh, big old jet at a line up. Don't carry me too far away. Oh, big old jet at a line up. Cause it's here that I got to stay.
Steve Miller Band on Radio 9, 107, much more music time. I'm Jay Thurber, Radio's Uncle Jay. Thank you for spending just a little bit of your Saturday afternoon with me every week. I do appreciate it. Find me online, jaythurbershow.com, or on Twitter and Facebook at Jay Thurber Show. And don't forget, I will be at Arsenal Lanes, good Lord willing, Sunday night at 9 o'clock. It's a Sunday night oldies party, the return of the Sunday night oldies party at Arsenal Lanes for the first time in, golly, since this whole mess started, 18 months, something like that. It might be 19 months, because I think the last one we did was last Sunday of February 2020. So, Sunday night oldies party at Arsenal Lanes with me. It's a 21 and older event, just to let you know about that right now. But, yeah, that's this coming Sunday, which is the 26th of September. Oh, 26th of September.
Support for WMCK.FM comes in part from the G.C. Murphy Company Foundation. Created in 1952, the G.C. Murphy Company Foundation is a charitable organization that provides funding for educational, cultural, and public activities in the Monoc area. For more information, visit the website at www.gcmurphy.org.
Additional support for this broadcast comes in part from a grant from the E.R. Crawford Estate Trust Fund, from donations from Finney Funeral Homes in Clareton, Dravosburg, Glassport, and West Elizabeth, contributions from Striffler's Family Funeral Homes and Design Monuments, and donations from listeners just like you. If you'd like to donate, go to TubeCityOnline.com, click the contact link, and then bleep bloop your PayPal donation right there.
Jay Thurber!
Music!
Rolling Stones from 1966 on Radio 9.
I see a red door and I want it painted black. No colors anymore, I want them to turn black.
I see the girls walk by dressed in their summer clothes. I have to turn my head until my darkness goes.
I see a line of cars and they are painted black, with flowers and my love both never to come back.
I see people turn their heads and quickly look away, like a newborn baby. It just happens every day.
I look inside myself, my heart is black. I see my red door, I must have it into black.
Maybe then I'll fade away and not have to face the facts. It's not easy facing up when your whole world is black.
No more will my green seagull turn a deeper blue. I could not foresee this thing happening to you.
If I look hard enough into the setting sun, my love will laugh with me before the morning comes. I see a red door and I want it painted black. No colors anymore, I want them to turn black. Dressed in their sun.
Persuasion.
Mornings on Radio 9. On Twitter at Jane Thurber Show, Jim points out I played Jet Airliner, and I played the radio edit version of Jet Airliner by the Steve Miller Band, which doesn't say that funky-ish going down in the city, says funky kicks going down in the city. And he says, oh, do you remember when we could play non-edited version? Well, it's, I mean, it's 1 o'clock in the afternoon, for goodness sakes. But it reminds me that when KDKA 1020 was still someplace special, and they still played music during the day, back in 1977, they boycotted this next song by Hall & Oates because of, well, one particular word.
You're a rich girl, and
KDK
you're going
would not play this song.
Because you know it don't matter anyway. You can rely on the old man's money. You can rely on the old man's money. It's a girl, but it's
that was the word.
Because you know it don't matter anyway. Say money, money won't get you too far, get you too far.
All the Westinghouse executives dropped their monocle into their teacups when they heard the word bitch.
Don't you know?
KDKA didn't want to play that song because of that one word. The word being, of course, and that's just one of the words that back in the 70s you couldn't say on the radio. You also couldn't say or. It does sound, however, as if we might be signaling to ships that are offshore.
Jay Thurber!
You know, you might want to get an MRI of your brain.
Oh, I had one and they couldn't find nothing.
More music now!
Take out the papers and the trash. Or you don't get no spending cash. If you don't scrub that kitchen floor, you ain't gonna rock and roll no more.
Yaggedy yak!
Don't go back.
Just finish cleaning up your room. Let's see that dust fly with that broom. Get all that garbage out of sight. Or you don't go out Friday night.
Don't go back.
You just put on your coat and hat and walk yourself to the laundromat. And when you finish doing that, bring in the dog and put out the cat.
Yaggedy-yak!
Don't go back.
Looks. Your father's hip, he knows what cooks.
tell your hoodlum friend outside, you ain't got time to take a ride.
Yaggity yak!
Don't talk back.
Yaggity yak, yaggity yak. Yaggity yak, yaggity yak.
Coasting along with the Coasters from 1958. It's a one-hit wonder weekend. It's National One-Hit Wonder Day. Here's a one-hit wonder, Bruce Channel. Hey, baby. We're going to check your weather next. We'll also have new music coming your way on Radio 9, WRCT, and Tube City Online Radio.
I'm gonna make her mine, all mine. Hey, hey, baby, I wanna know if you'll be my girl.
When you turned and walked away,
that's when I wanna say, come on, baby, give me a word.
Channel, another one-hit wonder here on Radio 9 at 1:23. Much more music time. New music from Foo Fighters and Dave Grohl coming up after we take care of a couple of brief messages. Also check your full-time Radio 9 weather forecast. What else do we want to tell you about? Row House Cinema joins you in supporting 88.3 WRCT. Row House Cinema is a single-screen theater in the historic Lawrenceville neighborhood of Pittsburgh. Every week they choose a new movie theme, including classic, cult, foreign, animation, fun, and fascinating films. Their concession stand features natural popcorn as opposed to artificial popcorn. Some of the movie theaters out there, you don't know this, but the popcorn is actually styrofoam. It's true. It's true. I'm going to do the rest of this now as Paul Harvey. Hello, Americans. I'm Paul Harvey. You know what the news is. In a minute, you're going to hear the rest of the story. Page 2. Row House Cinema joins you in supporting 88.3 WRCT. Row House Cinema is a single-screen theater in the historic Lawrenceville neighborhood of Pittsburgh. Every week, they choose a new movie theme, including classic, cult, foreign, animation, and fascinating films. Their concession stand features natural popcorn, it's true, with real butter, craft beer, and vegan options. Row House Cinema is located at 5115 Butler Street in Lawrenceville. For more information, visit their website at rowhousecinema.com or call 412-904-3224. I'm Paul Harvey. Good day. He just fell over. He's dead.
You okay?
I'm fine.
Okay.
Jiminy Christmas. I
thought you died some time ago.
I got better.
Okay, thank you very much.
Pittsburgh's weather.
Here's your forecast for the entire listening area. Partly sunny this afternoon with a high of 72. Partly cloudy overnight, low of 48. Sunny on Sunday with a high of 71. Mostly clear Sunday night, 54. Mostly sunny on Monday, 78 degrees. Tuesday, chance of showers, 74 degrees. Right now, just ahead of much more music on the Jay Thurber Show. 70 in Beaver County, 67 in Butler, 67 in Washington County. Outside our weather window here in downtown Beachport. 68 degrees at the Tube City Center, 67 right now at 88.3 WRCT in Oakland. Here are the DGs. DG's here on Radio 9. I do love that album, just because, that's why.
It's Burger Chef and Jeff.
Rooting burgers, no one's happy here, even the dogs frown.
Not for long, Jeff. My new Fun Burger is going to put a smile on every face.
Puzzling pickles, what's a Fun Burger?
Well, it's a delicious burger with a smile on the wrapper and a prize inside, like this flying top.
Or maybe a dune buggy.
Yes, or perhaps a bubble pipe. The Fun Burger with a surprise prize, only at Burger Chef.
Incredibergable.
Yeah, thank you very much for that, Tom Dooley. I'm Jay Thurber, the website jaythurbershow.com, also on Facebook and Twitter. Now until 3 o'clock, taking your requests, broadcasting from the Tube City Center for Business and Innovation in downtown McKeesport. This is Radio 9 on 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh, and on the internet at Tube City Online Radio, WMCK.FM McKeesport. It's 1:30. Here's a song about, well, the song about the Pennsylvania General Assembly.
I was born in the wagon of a traveling show. My mama used to dance for the money they'd throw. Mama would do whatever he could. Preach a little gospel. Sell a couple bottles of Dr. Good.
boy just saw the mobile. Gave him a ride, filled him with a hot meal. I was 16, he was 21. Rode with us to Memphis. And Papa would have shot him if he knew what he'd done. The money down. Never had schooling, but it taught me well with its smooth southern style. 3 months later, I'm a gal in trouble, and I haven't seen him for a while. Oh, I haven't seen him for a while. She was born in the wagon of a traveling show. Her mama had to dance. They throw Grandpa do whatever he could. Preach a little gospel, sell a couple bottles of Dr. Good. Gypsies, tramps, and thieves. We'd hear it from the people of the town. They'd call us gypsies, tramps, and thieves. But every night all the men would come around and lay their money down.
Yes, a song about the Pennsylvania General Assembly, Gypsies, Tramps, and Thieves. Radio 9, I'm Jay Thurber. It's National One-Hit Wonder Day. This next group had a couple of minor songs that kind of bubbled under or had regional airplay, but they only had one major hit, and that was back in 1969. This is Sonny Charles and Checkmates Limited. This is a song called Black Pearl on Radio 9.
Precious little girl, let me put you up where you belong. Black pearl, pretty little girl, you've been in the background much too long. You've been working so hard your whole life through, tending other people's houses, raising up their children. Me and you, here in my arms you're going.
Wayne, Indiana, Sonny Charles and Checkmates Limited. A group that was discovered by Nancy Wilson. Kind of a one-hit wonder. They had one other song that made the charts, but nothing like the success they had with that one back in 1969.
Now, at your neighborhood Quality Isleys, get savings you can't afford to pass up. This week at Isleys, get quality, fresh, always sliced to your order chip-chopped ham for only $1.29 a pound. That's right, $1.29 a pound, a savings of 40 cents. And now show the world that you have great taste in quality ice cream and foods. Choose an Isleys or Sweet William t-shirt, available in all sizes for just $1.39 with any purchase. So shop Isleys today for quality and money-saving prices.
Jay Thurber!
Wonderful weekend!
Franklin on Radio 9 at 140. Much more music time. We're going to check sports for you in just a couple of minutes. Also, your full-time Radio 9 forecast. In addition to being National One-Hit Wonder Day, today, I am reminded, is also World Pharmacist Day. So here's a little public service announcement. Just because you sell drugs from the corner doesn't make you a pharmacist. It's Paul Revere and the Raiders on Radio 9.
Seems this world. Show you how it ought to be. We're gonna have a good thing.
from 1967 with Paul Revere and the Raiders on Radio 9. More music after these messages.
What if I told you that a tornado was going to happen tomorrow, right where you live? That it would touch down at exactly 3:17 p.m. and I told you the exact path it would take, you would, of course, prepare. You would talk with your loved ones, and you'd make a plan today. It's true, I can't tell you a tornado will strike tomorrow, but shouldn't you have a plan anyway? Visit readypa.org and make your emergency plan today. Don't wait. Communicate. Brought to you by ReadyPA, FEMA, and the Ad Council.
When it comes to car accidents, the settlements are often small. So why would you pay another law firm 40% or even 25%?
At Stokowski, Fishburg, and Stokowski, we only charge 10%.
So if you win a $100,000 settlement, we're only taking $10,000. If you win a $50,000 settlement, we're only taking $5,000. Because at Stokowski, Fishburg, and Stokowski, we only take 10%, while the other guys take 25%. Why do we keep our fees so low? Because we only win 10% of our cases. Slip and fall accident? Ow! We lose 90% of those cases. Medical malpractice. 9 out of 10 times, we go home empty-handed. I deliver DoorDash on the weekends just to pay my law school loan. We've been helping accident victims for over 20 years. We're tough, and we're aggressive, and we fight for you. But we're just not very good. But we only charge 10%. So why not take a chance on Stokowski, Fishburg, and Stokowski? We graduated from law school. In the bottom 10%. Stokowski, Fishburg, and Stokowski. Call us today at 877-10%. Or look for us in the Bar Association directory under Not Recommended.
Radio 9 plays more music.
Another one-hit wonder. Here's Curtis Lee on Radio 9.
Pretty little angel eyes. Pretty little angel eyes. Pretty little angel. Pretty little angel. Pretty little, pretty little, pretty little angel. Pretty, pretty little angel eyes.
I believe 1959, One Hit Wonder Weekend. Today is National One Hit Wonder Day. And I'm Jay Thurber. No Hit Jay Thurber, they call me. 148, much more music time. Thanks for spending part of your Saturday afternoon with me. We've got new music from Low Cut Connie coming up right after we take care of sports and weather. Don't forget, coming up at 3 o'clock over most of these same frequently frequented frequencies, it's my friend Doug Goffus and Goffus Golden Oldies. Doug's record collection is extensive. It goes back to the 1940s, and he'll bring you the best of that collection, including pop, rock, and standards from the 50s, 60s, and 70s, plus occasional bonus material. It's a trip through the archives with Doug Goffis and Goffis Golden Oldies every Saturday from 3 until 5 on 88.3 WRCT, independent freeform radio, owned and operated by the students of Carnegie Mellon University, and Tube City Online Radio, McKee Sports Internet Radio, WMCK.FM.
You're front row center at the ball game.
I am?
And you don't have to fight the crowd. Turn your radio on as loud as you care to, then prepare to enjoy it.
In college football action at this hour, University of Pittsburgh is beating up on the New Hampshire Wildcats at the half. The score, Pitt 49, New Hampshire 7. Elsewhere in the world of college football, in the third quarter, Penn State Nittany Lions are leading Villanova by a score of 17-3. Right now, Villanova has the ball at first and 10 on Penn State's 17-yard line. Carnegie Mellon Tartans coming off a loss at Grove City College. They want to get back on the winner's track when they host the Waynesburg Yellow Jackets at Gesling Stadium today. Kickoff is at 7 o'clock. Carnegie Mellon enters his contest against Waynesburg for the 21st time with their conference rival in the President's Athletics Conference. The Tartans lead that series 14-5. Last spring, the Tartans beat Waynesburg by a score of 51-0. That game at 7 o'clock at Gesling Stadium. Other college football games of note, I had them written down here. Here we go on my little piece of paper. West Virginia traveling to Oklahoma. Kickoff in that game in Norman, Oklahoma is at 7:30. Duquesne at this hour is hosting Lynchburg at Rooney Field, and Robert Morris playing Howard at Joe Walton Stadium. Pittsburgh Pirates blew a lead. Well, it sounds like a personal problem to me. Final score, Philadelphia Phillies 8, Pittsburgh Pirates 6. It's the Bucks and Phillies again today at Citizens Bank Park in Philadelphia. Game time 4:05. Will Crow is expected to get the call to the mound for the Buccos. Elsewhere in the major leagues, Brewers over the Mets 5-1. Padres beat the Braves 6-5. And the Rays blank the Marlins 8-0. T.J. Watt, star rusher for the Pittsburgh Steelers, expected to be out tomorrow when the Steelers host the Cincinnati Bengals at Heinz Field. Game time tomorrow, 1 o'clock.
Everybody talks about the weather. Is it gonna be cold or hot?
Ba-da-ba.
And it's undeniable. Radio is reliable to hear what the weathermen plot. Whether you believe it or not.
Partly sunny for the rest of the afternoon with a high of 72, cloudy overnight 48, sunny Sunday 71 degrees, clear Sunday night 54, mostly sunny Monday 78, Tuesday chance of showers, partly sunny 74, Wednesday sunny skies and a high near 71 degrees. We're at 71 right now at Beaver County Airport, 67 right now at Butler County, 67 outside our weather window here in downtown McKeesport, and street level at the corner of Forest and Norwood in Oakland at WRCT, 67 degrees with new music from Low Cut Connie. Help me, somebody stop me.
Baby, help me to be kind, 'cause I'm moving.
music from Low Cut Connie here on Radio 9 of 155.
On every tree there sits a bird.
There is?
Singing a song of love.
It's the Alan Price set. Nobody else in Pittsburgh playing this one, I guarantee.
The song of love is a sad song. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. The song of love is a song of war. Don't ask me how I know. The song of love is such a sad.
From 19... What's buzzing there? A song from 1952 that was originally a hit for Dinah Shore, and then Richard Chamberlain did a cover of it in 1963, and then Alan Price ripped the roof off the dump with it. Here's Mike Kerb to take us to news time with the American Bandstand theme. Approximately coast to coast and from one side of Lyle Boulevard to the other, this is Radio 9, broadcasting from the Tube City Center for Business and Innovation in downtown McKeesport on Tube City Online Radio, WMCK.FM McKeesport, and Freeform Radio from Carnegie Mellon University, 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh. FSN News is next. It's 2 o'clock. We'll be right back.
From Feature Story News in Washington, I'm Nina Maria Potts with a look back at the week's top stories. The United Nations General Assembly took center stage this week as world leaders gathered in person and some virtually to discuss a raft of global issues, including the COVID-19 pandemic, Afghanistan and climate change. U.S. President Joe Biden made his debut at the UN General Assembly, giving his first address there as president. He told the international community that the U.S. will be a global leader, but won't go it alone. William Denzelow reports from New York.
President Biden says the US is entering a new era after two decades at war in Afghanistan. In an address at the UN General Assembly Hall, he said that the US will lead with power and power of example, but will tackle challenges in concert with other nations. From the withdrawal of forces from Afghanistan to this week's eased travel restrictions, Biden has faced criticism for keeping allies in the dark. But multilateralism was a key focus in the president's roughly 30-minute address. He flagged the climate crisis and COVID-19 as two critical areas where global cooperation is vital.
US President Biden returned to Washington, where he met world leaders individually for a series of bilateral meetings. This amid a diplomatic episode with France, triggered by a new security deal signed by the US, UK and Australia. France was enraged to be cut out of that deal. So part of the president's focus this week in Washington was to pick up the pieces. On Friday, he met with leaders of the so-called Quad, the US, Japan, Australia and India, where the focus turned to Asia and the Indo-Pacific in a joint bid to counter China's assertiveness. In other world news this week, the European Union has announced a new vaccine partnership with the United States. The EU says the partnership would aim for a 70% global vaccine rate by 2022 to coincide with the next UN General Assembly. Lucy Hoff has more from Brussels.
Western nations had come under criticism from the World Health Organization for failing to tackle the issue of vaccine inequity, which had been described by the WHO Director General as a moral catastrophe. Speaking from the UN General Assembly in New York, EU Commission Chief Ursula von der Leyen said the EU would work alongside the United States in a new partnership to boost vaccine production in low and lower middle income countries. There'll also be coordination on investments to build regional manufacturing sites. It comes a day after President Joe Biden announced the United States would buy 500 million more Pfizer vaccines to donate overseas.
Also making headlines this week, the U.S. treatment of Haitian migrants along its southern border. The U.S. special envoy for Haiti has resigned, saying he couldn't be associated with the Biden administration's inhumane decision to deport thousands of Haitian immigrants back to a country he described as a collapsed state. From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN.
Jay Thurber!
That's Future Sonic Radio, 1913.